Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
DMACC is increasing its investment in Marion County, and they need our help at the polls tomorrow. Let's go in-depth with Rob Denson, president of DMACC.
Well, Rob, we have a big levy issue on the ballot coming up Tuesday, don't we?
Yes, this is one of the most important levy votes that impacts community college. It's a statewide issue. Each community college will go after these same levies every 10 years, and seven community colleges have ballots on the vote this year.
Well, it's going to be on the ballot in Marion County and surrounding counties, isn't it?
Yes, it's the entire DMACC district, which is all or parts of 22 counties, and the two levies, one is our 20 and a quarter plant fund levy, which is used for renovations, roofs, repairs of our facilities, and the second levy is our 6 cent equipment levy, which allows us to buy the welders, computers, tool and die equipment, et cetera, that we need for our training programs.
You just laid it out, what you would use this money for, right?
Yes, it's not for raises, not for salaries. It's strictly for the facilities and equipment we need for training. And again, this is legislatively established, and we have to go out every 10 years for a vote. And every community college in the state will be doing it. And the years are not always the same. Some community college may go out in a different year, but we all have to do it.
Well, and this technology isn't cheap, is it?
Unbelievably expensive, particularly tool and die equipment, the lathes and mills that we need to serve companies like Weiler and others. Welding equipment has become extremely expensive. The equipment that we have, the steel we have to allow our students to practice is expensive. So, you know, it's just really the foundation of all our work, and it allows us to prepare not only for the students that are here today, but also the students who will be coming in the future. So it's very connected to the actual jobs that are available in the economy. And I can tell you right now, there are lots of good jobs in Central Iowa that need the kind of training that Des Moines Area Community College provides.
Well, you've really increased your presence in Marion County. You have initiatives in Knoxville and I know in Pella and probably other places I'm not familiar with.
Well, we want to aggressively serve all the areas of our district, and we've grown over 110% in the last 10 years as far as numbers of students served. So we know that, you know, our companies aren't going to be successful and the students who want to get good careers aren't going to be successful unless we have quality training. Iowa Workforce Development did a study that they do every year showing that 56% of all the jobs in Iowa are called middle-skill jobs, which require more than a high school education but no more than a 1 or 2 year degree or amount of training. And community colleges are really the only ones that do that and do it at a very reasonable cost to the students. These levies, as we've talked about, provide the equipment and the facilities and the renovations. We have the lowest, or DMACC has the lowest property tax assessment of all 15 community colleges. We're very proud of that. If you go to Marshalltown, it's three times as much as the levy amounts, and when you add all the levies together. So we've been very good at keeping our costs low for our taxpayers. And then on the flip side, we've got the second lowest student tuition in the state, which means that everyone should be able to access a quality education to get into a good job. But again, without this foundation funding that we have from these two levies, I mean, we would be severely limited, and we would become uncompetitive, because if the rest of the community colleges in Iowa had this and we, for some reason, weren't able to have it, we couldn't compete, so that the companies in Central Iowa, they would be disadvantaged because we couldn't be providing the same number of workers with the same quality that we have in the past.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Rob Denson, president of DMACC.
I've looked at your curriculum, and I see, you know, some of the general liberal arts offerings that you offer that are important, but I also see those elements of your curriculum that offer really good salaried jobs without this longer educational investment that puts you to work really quick.
Yes, and a lot of people are surprised to learn that manufacturing, for example, is Iowa's number one state product as far as state revenue. The state is bigger than agriculture, so it is exciting. But there's also a lot of training, and these jobs are good. And as we see now, there are a lot of jobs open. They're good pay, good benefits. It really allows a family to get established and get moving. So these are good middle-class jobs that we need to continue to encourage throughout the state.
Well, and I've had a couple of friends that just took advantage of recent offerings in welding, and now a few months later, they've got a good job welding at Vermeer.
Oh, yes, and it's Vermeer, it's Weiler, it's, you know, Pella Windows, a lot of smaller companies. We're able to get people in. We've got our one-year credit programs. We've got two-year programs. We've got short-term continuing education programs. We try to have a program that fits everybody's time frame and availability. Every one of our vocational programs has a committee. We call it an advisory committee of the businesses that hire our students. So our welding program has someone from the companies in Marion County and Polk County, Dallas County, et cetera. Those companies tell us what we need to be training, what the competencies need to be, what equipment we need to be training on, so that whenever our students graduate, they go right into a job. We have very little delay between graduation and jobs at DMAC. 97% of our students are from Iowa. 94% or 95% of our students stay in Iowa when they graduate, and that's because we're so well connected to the businesses that are hiring. We also have a lot of our students that come and for the first 2 years of a four-year degree, and they leave us. They go, and they're very successful at Iowa State, wherever else they may go. Grinnell College has never articulated with a community college. Last year, they decided to articulate with DMAC. We are the first one they've ever articulated with because they like the quality of the students that we're putting out. And there's probably no one any more academically challenging than a Grinnell education. But Iowa State, Iowa, UNI, everyone wants DMAC grads. So whether you're here for a 1 or 2 year degree and get into a job, or you want to do the first 2 years of a 4 year degree, we're the ones that do it.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Rob Denson, president of DMAC.
Well, I've seen you and other folks from DMAC in Knoxville and Pella regularly. You're on the ground. You're just not sitting in Ankeny trying to pursue your own thoughts and initiatives. You're on the ground here talking with our business leaders, our community leaders, trying to figure out community needs. I've seen that. I don't know how many times have we seen each other at different events.
Well, it's many, and I bet if you counted all the meetings we were down, because we were engaged in a lot of the preliminary discussions about the VA. I've been in your parade down there many, many years with my semi. I would bet that I've personally been in Knoxville more than all the previous three community DMAC presidents put together. We take very seriously that we are the community's college, and if we don't know what's going on down there, we can't do our job. You know, and I know that we work very well with Randy Flack at the K-12. He's been a great partner. You know, we're in a due diligence process in Knoxville right now to see if we can increase our offerings there. It's the same due diligence we went through in Ames, which resulted in a career academy. So we're working with Randy to make sure that we've got the number of students in Knoxville and the surrounding schools that are interested in high-quality vocational education. Now, the data we're getting is very good. We actually hired a person to be in Knoxville to develop those programs because we really want to test the market strongly, and we're getting a very nice response. Well, if it continues to be positive, and if we ever would want to decide to build an academy there, and again, Randy would be very much involved in that process, this is the money that we would have to have in order to have a career academy in Knoxville. So we're moving nicely down that road. I mean, we have not made a decision. It's a business decision. Is there sufficient demand to sustain an investment? But again, we can't make the investment unless these two levies passed.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but part of the Pella community, these schools' expansion plans were based in part on a collaboration with DMAC. Is that right?
Yes. Now Pella, Waukee, and Perry have developed their academies a little different. I mean, the city of Perry, they actually went out, they built us a $4 million facility on their dime. Then they handed us the title. We put in $1.5 million in equipment from this equipment levy, and we've got a beautiful career academy there. Waukee is going to build an entire community college or a community academy on their dime. And then our programs will be offered. In Pella, they passed a bond issue. They will build at their expense the academy, and they'll equip it. But it'll be DMAC programming. You know, these are communities that realize the value of having DMAC in town. So we've got little different models in different communities, but everybody wants the quality education that DMAC brings. And then it's also available for the adults in the area who can take advantage of our very reasonable tuition, because our goal is to get people increased skills, because we know that the more skills you have, the more opportunities you have.
Well, you mentioned that you have a person in Knoxville now. I see Chantel Boyd around a lot. She's in her office. She's talking with students. She's meeting with students. That's nice to see that presence in the county.
Well, our goal is to create interest and activity, and Chantel has done a great job. I know we've had a couple business after hours down there, so we've been able to come down. We brought our team to meet the community. I mean, we've committed to this due diligence process, and in the end, we hope that we end up with a career academy, and we probably will in one sense or another, but every community is different. You know, we've got to work with the community to give the community what it needs, wants, and then we need to decide the role that we can play. But again, the initial results are very positive. But if it turns out that after all of Chantel's work and everything else we've done, that we want to go forward, these are the funds that we need in order to actually pull the trigger and make something happen.
And so you're asking for support on this bond levy, so to increase DMAC's involvement in the county.
Yes, but this is not a new tax. It's a continuation of what the taxpayers have been paying. It's not an increase. It's not anything. It's the same 20 and a quarter for our plant fund, and the same 6 cent levy. The 20 and a quarter has been around at least since 1968, renewed every 10 years, and the 6 cent equipment levy has been around since 2005. So this is, you know, by voting for this levy, taxpayers will see no change. It's just a continuation of the same amounts that they've been paying. And as I said earlier, we've got the lowest property tax assessment rate of all the community colleges.
Let's put a real dollar figure on this, because I think sort of abstractly we think about taxes taking a big chunk out of our pocket that we can spend. But it's a pretty small investment for that return that DMAC brings the people of Central Iowa, isn't it? Can you give us some kind of real number on that?
Well, I've never seen a property tax bill where DMAC's piece of it was more than 2.4%. So we generally say nobody pays more than 3%. Yeah, I live in Ankeny, Polk County. My property tax bill for this current year that just came out, $6,284. Of that $6,284, $99.11, 1.58%, comes to DMAC. It is an extremely small piece of the entire property tax bill I pay. I've seen others where it's as much as 2.4%, but it is a very, very small amount of money. And what I next say is, look what DMAC's been able to do with that small investment. I mean, we're the largest community college in the state by far. We continue to expand to make sure that Vermeer and Pella and Weiler and others have welders and machinists that they need, because these are great jobs. And if we're not generating the workforce, these companies, you know, they could be forced to look in other locations. We want them to stay here. We want those investments in Central Iowa. You know, Weiler, I just took a tour of their business within the last month. What a beautiful operation. And being a frustrated truck driver myself, I love looking at the cement trucks and everything else that they're rolling out there. It's an exciting operation.
Well, and to put it in numbers that you've expressed elsewhere, we would be paying less per month than we pay for 1 gallon of gas. Is that right?
For these two levies, yeah. So out of my $99, these two levies are about 40% of that. So, you know, it's very, very, very small. So it's less than a gallon of gas a month.
For that great DMAC investment in our communities.
Yes, and you made a good point. I mean, we're not just, you know, we haven't been just in the community this last few months waiting for this levy. We have been there for years. You know, Chantel's been there for 1 or 2 years and been very active. Before that, you know, we were down there frequently talking about the VA outcome and you know, what we could be doing in that community. I mean, the Knoxville and Marion County are very important to DMAC. And as we look at our market penetration district-wide, you know, we know we need to do more in Marion County and in the western part of our district. And so we're doing what we should be doing professionally. We're doing our due diligence and trying to develop the market. You know, in the end, we're a business, and our business is to provide quality training. And so we're always looking for students. So if we can make an additional investment, you know, where it's prudent, and where there's interest and where we've got community support, you know, there's no reason we wouldn't do it.
Thanks to Rob Denson for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.